Give us the grace.
We praise Jesus so much. We want to be moving on with knowing the mystery of God, together with the secrets within it. And this is our Master Jesus Christ. We prayed about him many times when we began this journey of heaven. Seeing this journey of heaven, which we have gone through the Bible 7 years, from 2005 to 2011, straight through the spiritual transports, which we've studied of, like the vision, like the dream, like the trance, like the Azotas, the Urim, we've been studying these spiritual transports. But in this, we've been visiting the mystery of God. And before the seventh trumpet is sounded, for Bible says, in Revelation 10, verse 7, that before the seventh trumpet is sounded, the mystery of God must have been revealed, just as he preaching it through the prophets. Praise Jesus. But all the prophets, they speak the word of God. And when we search out this mystery, in Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 and 23, in the word of God is our Master Jesus. Within him are things in heavens and on earth. Now in him there are many secrets. According to Luke chapter 8, from verse 16 and 17, that whatever was hidden, it must be revealed. Praise Jesus. Now, from there we began to see our Master Jesus. Within him are things in heavens and earth. And we move within him, we live within him, and we have our being in him. And not only us on earth, but reaching even the Father heaven. Praise Jesus. Now thus on his fullness, all of us we were given. John 1:16. That on his fullness we were all given. Would it have appeared our existence? All the creations in heaven and on earth. But all of us we are cut from him. He is the rock. All of us we are cut from him. According to Isaiah 51. Praise Jesus. From verses 1 and 2. Which shows that he is the rock from which we are cut, and we have to look unto him. John 15, Master himself explains, and he says, I'm the true vine. All the rest of you are branches. Without me, there is nothing you can do. And we are proven by the Holy Spirit. When he spoke in John 1, verses 4 and 5, that life was really within him, and life became our light. We to see outside him, we use him, the life which was given us. We came from him. Now we the parts, we are this part, body and your spirit, and our seeing outside, we use the portion of life he separated from himself and gave us. Now thus we came from the Lord Jesus. And he says without him we can do nothing. And we can be in him, and then we are alive. All who reject him, he calls them dry branches, and they are waiting for the fire to destroy them. But we are moving on to see the fullness of the Master Jesus. And he told us heaven is throne, and the earth is footstool. Now the fullness of our Master Jesus, it shows us his glory and his majesty. And we see, to see him in words like houses, like visas, gold, and things like that. For the Holy Spirit warns us in Acts 17, from verses 20, 25. That our God who made heavens and earth,
not
equated to gold, made of silver,
if
we live, we move, and have our being. Now, in this journey of heaven, we reveal the Master Jesus. To separate him from the false Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And right now we began from our planet, the habitable earth. And we stretched out of it, and we saw other 9 planets, and we had a total of 10 planets, just as that image appears. And we stretched out after those planets, and we met the kingdom of the stars. And the stars were very numerous, but God knows their numbers, and each one their name. When we read Psalms 140. 7, verse 4. He knows their names.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Even though they are numerous. We saw their life. And we saw that the armies of the living God. And the way they minister and serve. All that we first saw. But they are found in Christ Jesus our Master. They are the secrets within Him. Which are revealed right now. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. It says that these at the glorious riches of wisdom within him.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, after we saw the kingdom of the stars, and we saw hell, the prison of God, the bottomless pit.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We saw it, and it's found in the kingdom of the stars, and all the secrets which are revealed concerning them, we saw them. For example, the first sign to prove that they are found in the kingdom of the stars. When we first saw that when you open up hell or the bottomless pit, the sun and the moon and the stars stop giving their light. And we searched out many things. We saw that the devil is not the one who is leading in hell. And when we were in Revelation 9:11, and we saw the angel called Abaddon, he who heads the armies of the angels working on death and hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We are
in Revelation 6, verse 6 and 7 and 8, and we saw the angel of death and hell. Praise Jesus. We discovered their number. Revelation 9, from verses 12 unto 15. And we saw the number of these angels working in the bottomless pit in hell and death. We saw many things. And we briefly passed through them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
left there and we separated what is called death, the angel of death. And we separated the first death and the second death.
We
understood properly that the angel of death is the one who brings the sickness which is on the death. And no matter how much you pray for that, you cannot take it away. We understood that when the Master explained to us that Lazarus had not gotten sick of it. We lead it to death. For that death, it's been taken out of the body.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We saw the first death, and it happened through Adam. All people died through Adam.
And
understood it involved being taken off the body from heaven. And we are exchanged to be given flesh and blood.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the second day, in the lake of fire, praise Jesus. And then we discover the first resurrection. The resurrection when you are baptized together with the Master Jesus, and we raise up with him. That is the first resurrection. The second resurrection of the coming of Master Jesus. And in this, all of them in hell are to come back on earth. Even the saints in Jerusalem will come back down. After official separation of sheep and goat will happen. Now the sheep of God, it is to say the sons of God and children, they were accepted to be shepherded. and to give, be given good pastures. That is the word of truth. They will be lifted up and we meet our Master Jesus. And we shall be up there awaiting judgment. Praise Jesus. All that we could explain of them. And we left there, we were explained. Principalities in the kingdom of the stars. Their main headquarters where it is found. Praise Jesus. We saw many things. And we saw the main base of the principalities in the kingdom of the stars. We saw the second base under the sea, here at the planet where we are. Praise Jesus. We discovered all that when we read Ezekiel 27. And we saw why Atlantic Ocean, there the main base is found, the second one, here on earth. Praise Jesus. We saw their mast, which they built. And because of that, we went and saw many things concerning them. But some of the major things upon them, it is to say, they are not only in that ocean. According to Ezekiel 29, we saw that everywhere there is a water body, they put their sub-bases all over. Praise Jesus. We went on to discover many things on them. We discovered them that the principalities, they are not demons of the dead, but they are the fallen angels. And we understood proper why the other scripture says, according to 1 Kings 22, that an evil spirit from the Lord, praise Jesus, they were not demons of the dead. For they who die, their spirits are put within the prison. Praise Jesus. But in all that, we discovered they were fallen angels and they were being called evil spirits. When we saw in 1 Samuel 16
to
down,
we saw that there was an evil spirit which came upon Saul, and this one explained who they were, and we knew they are the fallen angels. But in the same time, when we discovered concerning principalities, we went on to discover that if they are fallen angels, were they able to remain in heaven? And we saw they were cast out of there. Being cast out of there, the devil was captured and imprisoned together with the majority of the fallen angels. Praise Jesus.
This
we saw it in Jude 1:6, and we saw in 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 4,
and
we saw how fallen angels were imprisoned. But in the same time, we saw as the devil was going to be imprisoned, how he handed his authority to Jezebel. And this Jezebel, we discovered him as the chief adulteress. This was the first fallen angel to join on the devil. And he fell before even a human being. Praise Jesus. And the authority was handed to him when we saw Revelation 13. Praise Jesus. And we saw the throne of the devil and the authority and the power. The devil handed it over to the beast. Revelation 17. Discover the one seated on the beast is Jezebel. And she has the cup with all the abominations, all the agenda of the devil, which he has to fulfill. In Revelation 18, we saw that he has many other fallen angels who remain. Praise Jesus. But this one, we last saw that authority was put in our hands, that the church may cause them to be bound. Praise Jesus.
This
is the word we last covered. Praise Jesus so much. We last saw the authority which was given us to cause these fallen angels to be bound. Praise Jesus so much. We got to understand when we began with Matthew, tulengera nti mukama akuyita natuwa obuyinza.
And we saw that God calls us and gives us authority unto all evil demons.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Era natugamba nti tunaba tubulirengera obwakabaka
bwa Katonda. And he told us as we shall preach the gospel of the kingdom, as we shall be casting demons, which we understood as the fallen angels, and we shall heal all diseases, and we are proven
that
everything we shall agree upon on this earth, even in the heavens they will be doing it. And whatever we shall bind, even in heaven it will be bound. Praise Jesus. And we want to begin right from there. And we finish, see how we can imprison these false spirits of the remaining fallen angels. Praise Jesus. These fallen angels, they were pretended to be demons of the clans.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Yes.
And they have worked many things. Even pretend to be angels of the Lord whom he has sent. All this we looked at them.
Right
now we have to move on to finish up that part concerning authority which was given us to be able to cause them to be bound.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. We are in Matthew 18. Verse 18, and we are told in these words, heaven have raised on these remaining fallen angels, they who are known as demons, that it is us who cause them to be bound. It's upon us to stand in power and authority of the Holy Spirit to begin to command these
walls.
When we command, heaven is just going to be joining on us if we shall be real in the word of God. For the angels to serve with us, they are supposed to be fulfilling God's word. But you know where you send them to be bound, in the bottomless pit. Now we want to agree on this authority given us and the way we are going to connect with heaven, where the Jerusalem seat of heaven, where angels to serve with us are right now.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's first look here.
Matthew 18:18. Era byonna bye mulisumulula ku nsi birisumululwa mu ggulu.
Tulina ebyokusumulula.
We have things to lose.
Tulina ebyokusumulula.
We have things to bind. Why is this word spoken like this? We know very well that when the devil came in the world, he put many prisoners upon it. And he bound many people on two people in many things. Now there are people to be set loosed.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And there are demons to be bound. We understood it. You cannot go destroy the devil's work unless when you've taken him and bound him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
This
word I want you to go deeper in it. Everything you shall bind on earth, heaven will be binding it. What you lose on earth, even heaven will lose it. Why is it like that? Who are the ones to be set loose? And who are the ones to be bound?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. We are going to look first. But a human being is the prison of the devil.
In
very many different ways we've seen. And we see the schemes of the devil on to God and his church, which we see on Tuesday and Wednesday. Praise Jesus. But a human being or a church, we are given right to lose. But as we're going to lose, we have to first bind the ones who are captured these people.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For when we heard in Ecclesiastes
9:14,
the Bible speaks like this. Let's briefly pass through it. Ecclesiastes 9 from verse 14.
Waliwo ekibuga ekitono n'abasajja abaali omusi bangi, kabaka omukulu n'akitabaala n'akizingiza n'akizimbako amakomera amanene. Awo ne walabika omwo omusajja omwavu omugezigezi, oyo n'awonya ekibuga olw'amagezi ge, era naye ne wataba muntu ajjukira omusajja oyo omwavu. Kale ne njogera nti amagezi gasinga amaanyi obulungi. Era naye amagezi g'omwavu ganyomebwa ebigambo bye.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes.
Our Master Jesus. He came to be setting us free in the captivity we were in. Bible says this city or the world is a very small one. But a powerful king came and attacked it. And he put many prisons upon it. And we look at these prisons when we study the schemes of the devil. We see the religions, we see the different beliefs, and we see different things done under the sun. And they take time from human beings, never to know where they came from and where they are going. Now, those prisons on this world, they don't appear with physical eyes, but they are existing. And the devil, in this prison of his, he never lets any captive of his go back to their own country.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When we
look at Isaiah 14, I'm briefly passing through these ones, for you've been hearing them. Isaiah 14.
You will
write from verse 14, from verse 9.
Then let's
begin from verse 14. Isaiah 14 from verse 12.
Ng'obudde okuva mu ggulu, ggwe Lucifer, emmunyeenye ey'enkya, omwana ow'enkya, ng'otemeddwa okutuuka ku ttaka. Gwe yameganga amawanga.
Nti ye kabaka oli ow'amaanyi gwe
boolidde. That is the great king you have heard in Ecclesiastes. He came and cast down all the nations and he attacked them and established many prisons upon them. These attackings, we saw the way he used to move according to Job 1:6 unto 10. We saw how he moved up and down the earth. But in moving it up and down, he was looking at the way he's going to bind people within it. That they never see where they came from and where they're going. That he may make them think that earth is their home. And he put many clans for them on this world to confuse them that they come from those clans. And they forgot the holy clan from heaven. Now, thus he moved against this world. And in Job chapter 2, verse 1 unto 10, they show you how he moved up and down the earth. And he was asked, have you seen my servant?
Yes,
praise Jesus. But he still passed him and saw him and wanted to put him too in the prison. But he found God had kept him already.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now thus he moved against his nation and he put upon them many prisons. When you read verse 17,
the
Bible says like this.
Eyazisanga ensi yonna n'asula ebibuga byamu ate atanga basibe be kudda ewaabwe.
You've heard very well. He never left his prisoners to go back home. And we captured the entire world. And he put many confusing things upon it. And he put different religions. And he put different beliefs. And he put different games ununderstandable. And the human beings spent their time on them. And he printed many books. And each one moved to different prisons he wished to join. And you are the one who chooses a prison. You may choose a prison of games. And you are on sports, you have no time to know where you came from or going. You are doing that. And that is the reader of books of this world, they are scholars. They have nowhere they can get out of that prison to come read the Bible and understand it. They can know where they came from and they're going. Now those prisons, we put them upon this world. But our Master Jesus, when he came on this world, and he proclaimed the year of our deliverance to save these captives that they may get back home. But after it is like this, gave us authority also. He says, I've left you the authority of setting your colleagues free. That's why you say you're going to bind and you are losing at the same time. We have to bind evil spirits which captured them, and they will be set free. If you're bound, the one who has worked in one
hand,
you cannot destroy their works. For everyone you set loose, they come back and do their works.
It's
that word how it grows broad.
Isaiah 61.
Let's read some verses as we briefly pass there. For we saw all this.
Yes, we was with
praise Jesus.
Isaiah, Father,
Mwem. Isaiah, Kaga, Mwem, and all your soaker. Omoyo Gam Kamaka to a bully punzi. Kumagam Kama and Fuseka, Mafuta, Okuhuri, around there for the Gambe Mirunchi. And to me, Okusiva Avalina in the Tima, Jimmy, you say,
you can come
in. Remember, in that prison we're going to.
Why we have a minister?
That people are broken hearted.
Abamuka just.
And others, this call
out,
and they decided never to marry again. Another, they have suffered this world, and they say, when I'm 20 years, when I have some money, I go. All that, the devil has been doing it in the prison. The poor and the rich, he captures and binds them. And it is said, the poor and the rich, all of them, he has to force them together in number 3 or 6. Whether you are poor or you're not poor, he puts you in the prison and wants your soul. Now that's why God says, binding hearts of they were broken. The religious and beliefs, they were broken people's hearts. Different works there. Now when we come, and ambassadors of Jesus, we come to do the works he also did. Let's move on with here. Isaiah 61 verse 1.
Atumye okusiba abalina emitima egimenyese okulangirira eddembeli abawambe
okulangirira eddembeli abawambe
freedom to the captives.
Omusajja ono sitani,
this man the devil,
weyamanya nti omuntu bamusindise
when the new man had been sent on earth, he began to attack him even on earth where he is. And you know, he began from Cain in Genesis chapter 4. Now we, every person who has a heart, he just captures him. And we saw that on the other time, Job 24,
that
captures right from the womb and the mother's breast, and you never know where you have come from on your going. And they tell you have come from your mother's womb. You come from this clan. You don't know that you even came from heaven.
If
the church has not been willing to tell you this, you need to enter it and put his prisons there. You reach there and whatever is taught, you don't understand it.
You
out of the world and you've not known you came from heaven. Those are the prisons you hear. But we had just been captured and we are on the way. We came on the way to pass it through, go back where we came from. According to 1 Peter chapter 1. On this world we are strangers. Now in this way,
the
devil said, I have to capture a man from the way. But the Holy Spirit, he warned us. Psalms 2, from verse 10 on to 12. He told us, this is the Son, that you may get lost in the way. This is the way. And if you don't get careful, the devil can capture you along it. And he put you in a prison. You never think where you came from, even where you're going. For we saw there are two futures which you are working for when you're on earth. If you don't work for the future of hell and the lake of fire, you work for the future of heaven. Or new heaven and new earth. That is the future.
On
this world we are on the way, there's no future here. We move pursuing our future up ahead, where we are going to live the next days. To be in the lake of fire,
according
to the future you are working for yourself. You may be to be in heaven. If you do the ones in heaven, what they need.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
in all these issues, that's why the master says it's come.
That
he proclaimed the year of freedom for his captives. But as he came on the world, we told him, Lord, we are not captives. We are free, very free here. We told him in John
8.
We told him we are not servants to anyone, slaves to anyone. We have our father Abraham. He tells them the son who set you free. They said, no, we are not captives. And he told them the one who commits sin is a slave to sin.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now that appears on the earth to break the prison of the devil, to be able to set the captives free. Now we too, after they give us the same mission, to be able to set the captives and to bind the ones who are captured them. Those are the principalities. Now who are led by Jezebel, the fallen angels, who made themselves demons of the clans.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Isaiah 61:1. Okulanga omwaka gwa Mukama ogw'okukkirizibwamu.
Owulidde bulungi.
You've heard very clear that the prisons will be open for the prisoners. You know very well. Things which are born this earth are many. Which the devil put prisons within them. Which we study the schemes of the devil. Praise Jesus.
But
not revealed to someone, they can never know they are bound. The truth is this. That the devil binds you and you never know your home where you came from, and he never lets his captive get back to their home, and you cannot dare know where you come from. As we also preach the gospel in the past seasons, we told people heaven is what God promises you. It's not just a promise. The truth is this: heaven is not a promise. Heaven, it is our home where we were. This is not a promise, but you have to remember. You know, people say, perhaps God is promising us good things that we may get to Him. But it's not like that. This is our home in heaven. According to Philippians 3:20. But for foolishness, the captivity, praise Jesus, that they capture you on the breasts of your mother and they chew your forefathers who has come on the head of a living person. And now they mark for you. You come from this clan, from this mountain. That's where you begin your captivity. You never know where you ever came from. Even heaven, as if you are just promising it to people. But Jesus was on the earth. In John 14:6, when
we
begin from 1 to 6, he told us, I am going in my Father's house. In my Father's house are many places. If it wasn't like that, I wouldn't have told you. Where I go, you know the way. And we told him, Lord Jesus,
I don't know where you're going.
How dare we know the way to there? But he was saying this. And he knew that's where we came from.
Perhaps
we remember this way. And we got to know how we get back there. We were not able to know it that time. We never knew where we come from there. Praise Jesus. But the truth is this. Heaven is not a promise. Heaven is home.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
when we read Matthew, Matthew 6,
verse
9-14, it shows that our Father is in heaven. Now, we the children, what are we doing on earth?
Yes,
praise Jesus. If our Father is in heaven, how dare we children be down here? Now it is captivity. One can never discover where they came from until we open those prisons and they can run out of them and they can see right now we came from heaven real. But they say you came from your mother's womb when you reach to get out of the body, and they say he went. I don't know where you have gone, where you never came from. That's where the problem is.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But
according to Jeremiah 1, verse 3 to 4,
he says,
I knew before you were in your mother's womb.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Yatumanya.
He knew us long time.
Yatumanya.
He knew us from where? Philippians 3:20 tells us, our home is in heaven. That's where we came from. And according to Timothy,
1
Timothy chapter 6, verse 7, he says, we brought nothing on this world,
and
we shall go back with nothing. Where are we going to?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
never brought anything, and going back, we shall go with nothing. We came from somewhere. But the enemy, what he does is one, to capture people in this world. You know, they were cast from heaven, the devils, the devil and his angels. Will they accept you to go back there? They have to do everything possible and to add more prisons that man never escapes.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Now, thus we come on this world. Most of the people who are born never know where they came from. These are the majority of the world.
Out
of 100,
you may find
0.1 who know where they came from. Even one is not equated to that. Because even the ones who get born again, they never know where they came from. As if they have been promised heaven.
They've
not been revealed where they came from there.
They
have taken it as a promise, but it's not taken it as where they came from. For the one who has known totally is the one who can reach at least one point.
We say,
on 100, at least one have known that it came from heaven. But when we are brought here, Psalms 139, and we are covered with bones and fresh and the skin, and we get out of the wombs, and they say they have come from the womb.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But
after, we never get back to the wombs.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Now
all of that is what caused the other command, that now you have to set up
straight
and to loose and bind.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. When you look at Jeremiah 22:10, here is where the problem is. At the end of it, the hand of it all is here.
Temukabira maziga oyo afa, so temumukongobagira. Naye mukabire nnyo nnyini amaziga oyo agenda. Kubanga tachadda nate, so talidaba, siye wawe.
The problem is right here. The demon does everything possible to capture and bind someone. Never to get time to think your home where it is. And so when you see someone dying, don't waste your time to cry for them. You first ask yourself, where are they going? Why we cry? They are not going back to their own country. Even see, they will never see it. Onto hell right now. The world they came from, they have failed to make it back. That's what the devil is up to. In Revelation 12, verse 7, 1 to 17, he will thrust from heaven with his fallen angels. Now they have done everything possible. A human being never to go back to their own country. They know the human being, even though he sins, there is a chance to get born again. Now for them, they have no other chance.
For even the
places in heaven, they were wiped out. There is no place for them up there. Bible finished by saying, appeared not their place in heaven. Even if they repair, they have no place there anymore. Now you on this earth, what they do,
put
different prisons. They can put you in a religion and it binds you and you walk with your prison. And you walk saying, I am a Catholic. Where are you going? We first go to purgatory. After there, and we head to heaven. And you are with that. And you've never seen regarding scriptures, but that's what you expect. That you are what? I am a Protestant. Where are you going? In heaven. Which body are you going with there? I don't know. That too is in the prison, that one. For if you are to go to heaven, you might see for the terms and conditions required of you. But after you end your religion, and you get to be in your prison, and you walk with it, that's why prisons are big. It can be in the entire world. Where the Catholic is not in the world, it's a prison but big.
Protestant.
The Protestant. The Adventist. Elites refuse to even enter the rest. And for them, they first go to hell. They are waiting for the trumpet of the master that they will get from hell. Three zones are upon this world. Where religion would accept him, he also made it his prisons. There is this full gospel. They too, I hear their apology. They say, they first go to hell. We get set to go to heaven, our home. These ones first head to hell. They are our colleagues, the Muslims. For them, they go to Jannah to marry and to get 70 women. I don't know what immoral God is like that, going to watch such things there. Those religions, you see, most of them are prisons. As you leave the prison before you, like the religions, different books in the world, the starting with study,
the
person studies for 24 years, 40, 30 years,
but
when this small Bible, they have never read it. They even never made it any. This Bible, you think it's anything meaningful?
What
they put the syllabus, we have only contentions against the word of God. Muslim or Catholic? Christian or Muslim? You are there and you are in drama. Now, the world, the issue of getting home, the devil cut it, sealed it off. At the end of it, you never see where you came from, your home. That's why he's told us. Now you have to stay there afraid. Perhaps you've been losing cars, but the devil has never bound a car. He bound a human being. Perhaps you've been losing your house, but let me tell you, the devil has never bound your house. He told us they who were captured and imprisoned. Human beings are the ones who are captured, not buildings. Praise Jesus. Now never think like that. That there is your car where it was born from. You are the one in the prison. You need to get out of the prison. Find your things, God has put them out of the prison. Now where you've been captured, when you say let me lose my things, when you are still bound. Praise Jesus. Now that is like that. That our master in his coming, he never came to lose our things, we are bound. But he came to lose us who were bound, that we shall be free. And he told us, do one thing. You be within me, and my words will abide within you. Everything will ask for it and will be given you. Let me tell you, after we escape from the prison, and we abide in Christ, and his words abide in us, on the thousands of angels, how can you claim your car was bound? That your house was bound? That your husband was bound?
It means
both of you are bound. None. They bound your money, your husband, no. But because you've not escaped from the prison to become free, that's what Master says. When you shall know the truth, truth alone will set you out of the prison and you become free.
But a person
can walk with his prison in this world.
If
you find them and their captives right there, and they have their prison, they can never see it. Praise Jesus. That's why he has told us. Now you have been given authority that you can lose and you bind. What you shall bind is what will be bound. What you will lose is what you will lose.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we saw that issue. These remaining angels were not bound. They were put in the hands of man that he can cause them to be bound after knowing what to do.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We've
gone back briefly. Matthew. Let me explain. You've understood that reason. Perhaps you've been reaching that scripture, and they're still losing. Never thought to lose God's people, we are bound. But you're thinking to lose your car. You're thinking to lose your husband and your wife, and your money, which was bound. Your visa was bound. Who binds your visa?
Matthew 18:18.
You've heard clear. Everything you shall bind, it is to be bound. And as you will lose, that is how the church has to move. Now, why is heaven intervening in it? We don't wrestle with flesh and blood. But the ones who bind the principalities, praise Jesus. That's why heaven intervenes. For that's where angels are, ministering spirits to us, which can fight this evil spirit of the fallen angels. We are like one put on the commanding post, and we are there to command after holding the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For the other angels are ready to fulfill that word. That's why they told you, what you bind is what we bind. What you lose is what we lose. If the spirits are within the person and they bound him, when you say that they be bound, they are going to capture them, then the person will be ruled. The problem which has been, it has been sending them in the desert. And it reaches the desert and it comes back. There the church should never settle all days. You cast demons forever. That's why this evil situation arose in the church. Every time you have to be in warfare, you're shaking heads and casting demons. That's the trick of the devils. They know very well. They see, and the water bodies, their water, their home. In the mountains and the desert, that's their home. Now they brought a thing in the church, and we sent them in the desert, where they best to come back.
If
we are making them be bound, church can settle and it comes down. It is not warfare anymore.
I don't
see Christ our master, that when he was in the fellowship gathering teaching, the demons fell on people and the disciples cast demons the whole day. It was not like that. But right now, church can never settle. They feel there's a presence of demons. Stand up and we pray. I feel the presence of demons right now. I don't know whether they're within him.
Yes,
Jesus. Praise Jesus. Let's first get from there brief. Let's go to Luke. Luke 11. Verse 21.
Omuntu wa manyi ngalina ebyokulwanyisa bwakuuma oluggya lwe ebintu ebibeera mirembe. Naye amusinga amaanyi bwamukira n'amuwangula amunyagako ebyokulwanyisa bye byonna bye yeesiga n'agaba ebintu bye. Ataba nange ye mulabe wange era atakuŋŋaanyiza wamu nange asaasaanya. Dayimooni bw'ava ku muntu ayita mu bifo ebitaliimu mazzi ng'anoonya awo kuumulira.
Bwe bamugoba.
When he's chased. Go in the desert.
Yagenda.
That's where he goes.
Ati bwatuke.
When he reaches there.
Eriyo byakulya.
There is nothing to feed on.
Eriyo
byakulya. There's nothing to drink.
Goroza basa agenda nanywa
ku nyanja. Don't you think they can go drink water on the sea?
Anwati.
They drink what?
Uliwowe muranga.
Anytime you speak vulgar, they are drinking.
Onyiga nga
when you get hungry, they're drinking tea.
Bokoro bwenzi.
When you do adultery.
Omutulite
tobe. And you've served matoke for him. That is what he feeds on. That's why he's in the human being. They have told he accepts to be put in the desert or in an animal. When will the animal speak vulgar for him to drink tea? When will it get hungry? When will it do sins?
And
when he goes there, they are cast in the desert. He sits there and he comes back. That's why the Bible tells us you shouldn't cast them in the desert. You imprison them in the bottomless pit. Angels, we are going to send them there. So we are not going to bind with our hands. We have angels of the chains to be able to fight these principalities, to get them from the stars and from this planet where they are, and we cause them to be born in the bottomless pit. Listen proper.
Luke 11:24.
He calls it his house. Get back in my house where I came from. That is why church has never settled. They have not bound the things. For when you don't cause them to be bound, you can't destroy their works. You'll find a person has got proper 1-2 months. Okay, yeah. The next day they will get wilder. When they reached there, they chased me. I had them speak the name of Jesus. And I ran, for that name is powerful. Yes, we know Jesus and Paul, but who are you? He comes back and says, let me go prove. May the things of threatening me. You never bound me. And thus entered the church. You have not been causing them to be bound.
So
even when you say, I bound in the deserts, do you have a pole, you bind them within the deserts? Or you have chains right there? Let's get out of the faith which is not. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God. Romans 10:17. We tell enter to meditation. You see yourself binding by faith, and you bind it. Has faith said this one is going to bind? What you say that you bind, that is what's been decided. And in heaven they bind. For there is a place to bind these evil spirits. Now when you say, I'm afraid I'm holding chains, I see the devil is being bound by faith. This is the false faith. For it has no right works. You know, you say, James 2, that faith with works.
Now,
I believe to buy the devil, but this faith of evil works.
You
cannot do porridge and you put tea leaves on porridge. That is an action, but not right.
Why?
Praise Jesus. No, that's what I'm told you. The faith must have good works followed with it. According to the commands of God. Not just as you think to do yourself. No. Just as God has said. So we understand the wisdom of God, not in the human wisdom. Praise Jesus. Now you say, I bind, I put even works.
But
the works which follow the binding. Yes, praise Jesus. Some of you get guns out and you begin to fire them. Then of course, I hear you firing yourself. You are the gun. This is to say that born again get mad.
Yes,
it's not the word that's not existing. It happens. There are times the devil makes the church like mad people. According to Daniel 11,
verse
35 to 40,
he
makes the righteous foolish and mad like people. And you begin to do everything which is not meaningful that you are in faith. When
you
read the coming of the number 666, they say he has to make the wise, the righteous foolish. He makes them do things they are not, and you appear people that there is nothing like sanity in you. When you get set you are like that, people will begin to ask that.
And to
find them praying to board a plane that they are flying by faith. I'm going in the plane, Lord, he's taking me. That they are in the plane, flying. They have put on actions to fly in a plane. I believe to drive a car. There is actions. They tell you, begin to change the steering. You say, change it. This is foolishness in people. Going back to things of the young people. You know, young child, they are that children. You may find that they are driving. Let me tell you, what comes from ignorance is much. Like you said, the prayer of a righteous man avails much. But even ignorance avails much.
Luke 11:25.
He finds the house clean. But they have not pure for him to enter. There is a God in it like a picture and a photo. They are not even that God. But they have a God who is like a photo within him. They have a Jesus of the film is what they know. This one with, who has things within him of heaven and earth. They have put an image of Jesus within you. Here there is an image of a car. Your spiritual father towards his position there. And he said, this house, there are even photos just within it. And he says, I need to be in this house to see of this photo. And you're not in the living Jesus. But there is only a photo with it. After you believe that you get saved, and they don't preach you how Jesus has to be within you. They have just put photos in the house. And they put their flowers, and they see you have been promised. Those are the flowers they have given you. I see you. As you've got saved, you've entered the place. As you've got saved, I see you in nations. I see you. Those are the flowers within the house. Nothing living within it. The right Jesus is not there. People say they have put photos in his house. It's nice to live in.
So
let me ask the question. Do you expect to find Jesus within the house? Can they there enter in? Can they speak of the house they have put in photos in?
And
say even the owner of the house is within it. He's living. That's why Jesus says, Revelation 3:20, I am on your heart knocking.
Open
for me, enter.
And
in John 15:7, if you abide in me and my words abide within you, ask of all you need will be given you. Now what is the devil? The problem is to find God's words within us.
Kubanga.
For.
Amani bulungi yokana mukaga.
He knows that John 6. 63.
Eri na mubi yakutunda
kumwokozi. Of God has spirit himself.
Asinga na umutu kumulenga
kwa Isaiah. The Holy Spirit already arrived in the house.
Haka mene nyumba
his house is hard.
Kubanga mbadi.
They never put photos of it.
Nanyini mumu haribu.
And when the owner of it is in the rooms.
Their
houses, they have put photos within
it.
Because someone came testify of a car, that is a photo in the house.
And
it speaks somewhere. The house of God. How
dare
it put in idols within it? Praise Jesus.
So where's the camera?
That's most like that.
Find
idols and photos within the house. And you say, have they swept it? For he's already worked many evil things within it.
And
he's gotten tired of the house. The devil does evil within them and he gets tired of even them. And they're so dirty. And he seeks for the fresh new ones to enter them. And
he corrupted
you, effectual leaves you.
And I don't
command them to do evil, they can do them themselves.
But that's
when he died a house. Now what he does, you will send him in a desert, you have on a serious problem.
He
reaches there and gets his
colleagues,
7 of them.
Luke
uses
7,
Matthew uses 70. Praise Jesus. Now his colleagues are more evil than him. But remember, every colleague of yours, you have to visit them in your home. Is it not like that?
What is that?
Listen like this.
These
foreign angels live there in a human being. And he's one in a human being. Every weekend, he hosts his 70 colleagues to come and visit him and eat together.
On
weekend, people commit many sins. They feel they've gotten their liberty and freedom. To do evil things, whatever they want. They are not on the work where they fear to speak vulgar, where they fear to drink alcohol, they are on rest in their freedom. Now the 70
days,
he doesn't just call them and just see them.
They
are his colleagues and he feasts them always.
He
tells them on weekend, food is much. They give me drink. On weekend, he speaks a lot of immorality.
He gets
hungered so much.
Weekend as well, we can
go with 3 or 4 men.
The
food is enough. Now when they chase him out, he goes and tells them, where I've been hosting you to eat food, they have chased me. Now what have we to do? We would have gone, all of us.
It's
due to you will make your food within there. But these ones he brings are more evil than him. That's when they say when someone has fallen,
their
lantern situation is wilder because of the evil ones who join on him more. Now what do? When we capture the other spirit and it is bound, this 70 or this 71, they come back seeking for their colleague and they don't see him. He used to call us and we ate food with him. Let's go in his house, see whether he's there.
As
they arrived and the house has been built in a different style, there are no idols within it. But there is the living Christ. The Holy Spirit is right within him. The words of God in the house.
And
the man was chased and another took over the house. He was captured somewhere. And they alert the ones of the Persians. You see those hands? You know, Bible speaks in Daniel. Daniel 10. Gabriel told Daniel that we'll be fighting with the prince of the Greek. We fought with the Persians. But the ones of the Greek are also going to come. And they will join and we fight with them. Fighting two types of principalities. Now these ones, they inquire from their colleagues in different territories. He saw and saw in that territory. He was cast and came there. We found the house not there. It's even taken long to visit us. This happens in the spiritual realm every time. That's why the Bible says that they never sleep until they have done evil. All the night, they can seek for their colleague.
Now,
if he was bound, and they sit and make, they cast a lot, who is going to inherit his house? Now the problem, if you were not built, they have to come and capture you afresh. They first come 7 days, and they are, we have to make them fall. At least one of them, one of us will remain. They find you when you were built, and you cause them all to be bound. For they are yearning for you, all of them.
These 7 days,
you can bind demons from 7 to 7 each person in this world. If they bind you the first one, the remaining 7 you have to cause them to be bound. That was put upon a human being. Every person on this earth, they have to bind at least 70 demons. If you set loose and we build, these 70 come in to seek the colleague. Until they find you one. You are filled with the word. The owner of the house is within it. They on your side are many, and you chase them. Capture them, imprison them. And those are the colleagues of the one who was cast out of the house. You can cause demons before 7 to 70 of them. That is the list which was put upon every human coming on this world. But you can even go beyond. Why can you go beyond? If you lose many, for everyone you found captive and you make them be bound, and all this group you caused demons to be bound, the first ones, you can even imprison 10,000 of them. In this gift of your ministry, but personally, as a person, you are required to bind 70 demons which fight you as a human being. And you join on fighting for your other people, colleagues. For we don't think of our own issues alone, but even of the others. And we don't wish for ourselves, but even others. Now think of that, that it's upon you, the person, to cause 70 demons be bound. First, the ones which attack you. After those, and you call the others of your colleagues, and we begin to chase them.
Luke
11:26.
Ne bayingira ne babeera omwo, kale eby'oluvannyuma eby'omuntu oyo biribeera bibi okusinga eby'olubereberye. Awo lwatuuka
nga
praise Jesus.
Kale oluvannyuma bakugambye.
They have told you that the sins of this person grow more. Now what we're going to do is this, brethren. If the Lord helps you, we are set free. In the prayers which are going to follow, you have to cause the 70 to be bound. I don't know where you have understood each other properly. After causing the 70 to be bound, attack the ones on other people. You can cause 10,000 be bound. You can cause a legion to be bound. He bound all of them once, our Master Jesus. Praise Jesus. Now it's possible. For we're given to bind beyond 70. But you can go beyond them for the sake of others. I don't know whether you've ever known it ever since you got saved. You know, you go down there and you read demons, you study them.
But
the truth of what God tells us in the Bible, we never study them. Anytime you study demons, and you've not understood their schemes, you are in the schemes of the demons. That's why the Bible tells you, you cannot know your enemies. You cannot fight your enemies when you don't know the ones on your side. Now what fills someone's heart is what gets out of them. That's why you may chase the demon of Kalondozi all your years. This one, they never capture him. Yeah, I guess you go in the desert even tomorrow. Church got a problem. And that's where services like deliverance came from. Because people never got saved. Houses weren't built. They got saved and they remained just there. And they didn't buy the other spirits, but they sent it in the deserts. And it came back always. All the days of the life were born again, and they were in warfare. And as it wasn't called to rest. You know, Master says, Matthew 11:25-30, come all you are weary and burdened to see the rest of your spirits. But we found ourselves that because of ignorance, the church has never rested. If you see worms moving here, you begin fire. You are not sure. They claim that you have been attacked again. When you find a dog, the demon of immorality. No, I don't know.
Is
a dog having a command not commit adultery or a human being? There is no dog committing adultery. For they have not that command. Now you adultery, you rather put it on a dog. You have a command in your book which say that a dog never commit adultery or a hen. Now you want to be things in their house, they refuse, you put it on the animals. You see a dog and you commit an adultery. The spirit of adultery.
Bible
explains the other dog. It tries to tell us people got off track. Of course, they were gotten saved, and they get back in their evil works. It preaches the gospel like that, but not saying it commits adultery. Now that's what filled in people's hearts. When they see those worms which enter houses, they can call fire. The life of a born again. Thus the devil has entered, wiping away the freedom God has given us. Remember, the Master speaks in John and says, peace I give unto you, but not as the world gives. When the world gives peace, it puts conditions attached to it. But when God gives peace, he puts protection over it. That is the difference between our peace. When God gives us peace, he puts protection over it. When the world gives peace, it attaches conditions of meat. That's why it says it gives us peace not as the world gives. I'm born again every time he's feeling burdened and heavy. I feel heaviness. I have to enter warfare. He feels he has to fire some fire. He's never settled. Now that I've told you, the truth is this. This evil spirit chases it, and it reaches there, and it comes back. Praise Jesus. That's the truth. We have to cause them to be bound, not to send them in the deserts, not even in the water bodies. Let's get back to Matthew. Matthew 12, verse 28. From 28. Matthew 12 from verse 28. Praise Jesus. Demons or evil spirits, we cast them by the Spirit of the Lord, not by our very own. And when you go to cast a demon, you must accept that enter the office of the Holy Spirit, you're based within it. Not you as a person. When you begin to claim that you, we know you are in magic. You are in sorcery. You use an evil head demon to chase the younger one. That's why Bible says that he never chased by his very own to say that the man chases demons. But he was doing it by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit who passed through the spiritual realm. Praise Jesus. And the angels, they were fighters to capture evil spirits.
Oba omuntu ayinza atya okuyingira mu nju y'omuntu ow'amaanyi n'anyaga ebintu bye wabula ng'asoose okusiba ow'amaanyi oli
tosobola kuyingira mu nju y'omuntu enter strong man's house and destroy his works except when you first bind them. That's the other word. We have to bind. After binding, this person shall destroy the works of the devil is done within him. And now we are building him. Praise Jesus. We are building him with the word of God. Till the glory the measure. Praise Jesus.
Matthew 12:29.
And
after he will rob his house.
Now
the Holy Spirit
is
the one to come in his houses.
We
must be a temple of the Holy Spirit. He who comes from God.
Now
in robbing the house has to first bind the others. These evil spirits he finds in his people. And he robs them and he destroys all their works which have been done within this person. But if he's not bound then, the others come back and it brings the serpent in. That's why we don't accept to stand in the desert. Imprisoned in the bottomless pit until the day of judgment.
Bible
speaks in 1 John chapter 4. That the Son of Man appeared to destroy the works of the devil. But we as ambassadors, in 2 Corinthians 5, 16-17, we appear to do the same work. Destroy the works of the devil. Praise Jesus. But we cannot destroy those works except we first captured and bind him. That I saw in the journal of heaven when we went to see principalities in the kingdom of the stars. Praise Jesus. And their works as they are. I looked at the church and they have chased demons and they reached there and they come back and they torment the church and you get set to remain in that warfare, for you never understood of it. If a while they cast you reached there and came back and they brought the servant
in,
and you are worse, and you say, why did I get saved?
Because
when they get saved and they get suffering more, yet there is warfare behind you never knew. They never told you how to call the 70 bound. Even the first one they just didn't bind it. And it came back with the rage it has.
What
a name you find every work of yours destroyed. And you say, why have I gotten saved? Deliverance was not well. I wasn't delivered. Pastor. And God said, but I'm not delivered. What kind of salvation is this? What is getting saved? To be delivered. Pastor. My harvest, I'm not seeing them. Let's begin a ministry called Investing Ministries. People that they are still to be restored there, for the devil is all of them. Yet they said, we have to fight this man. Whether it's bad for finances or the children fight,
they're
born again, get set on with the warfare they're headed to. For principalities know what they're supposed to do. This one in a human being, it has 70 colleagues of it. On one person,
it means
there are 71. Upon each person, 71 demons were stationed for the person. Everyone who comes on this earth
And now you have to cause them to be bound and you settle. That's why a born again can be in the church.
Oh,
yes, and they are bad love. And it's different. Someone gets sick, they are just rather suffering. Someone gets sick, they have entered warfare, and they strangle you and they do everything. Don't know if they were strangling you. They even appear in the image of your forefather, and you see your forefather was strangling you. They strangled me the entire night, ever since I got saved. But after you will overcome, and when people overcome, we shall reach a moment, and they say, we know Paul. We know Isaac.
We know Samuel.
All of them. Those ones in the
head.
But when they come in the village, you have to run away from them. They are the people who overturn the world and come and they run off. Let me tell you, we're going to reach and make a crusade. We don't pray for a place that we're going to make a crusade. That we go spend a week praying for a crusade ground, and we cast demons to preach. We just arrive for the village and they run themselves. They used to serve Master Jesus. And they told him, you son of God, you destroy us before our time. Who tells them the seals of their destruction? When they saw you, they just fell to that. Even the apostles reached that level. When they come to the village, they say they will overturn the world of a riot, and demons will run off from that place. Even if they manifest, they cannot resist the apostles. It pretended when he saw the apostles and he said, I will not run.
And
me claim to welcome them. Those are the men of God preaching the word of righteousness. And they waited, but they were looking analytically. And Paul discovered. And the situation became wild. And the demon was captured, taken to imprisonment. Then as they went aside to call it, you could not appear again. And they said, these men have taken our demons which make money for us. Took them and they reported them. They are not called to be bound. When they would have gone aside, they would have called it and it would appear. And he told them, you know what? Let's change the location. That place these men have captured it. But they called it, it couldn't appear again.
But
let me tell you, this day, they chased that demon of the forefather. And you go in the village, you find it right there. And it's come on a human head speaking again.
He
has not been binding. For we put things in flesh and blood. He has been sitting in the deserts. In the sea, less. You sent them to their home, rather, water bodies. My brethren, we have to first bind and destroy the works of them in the world. We have to destroy his works. But the importance is we first understood totally binding in the bottomless pit. For we saw in Jude 1:6 that even most of the angels, they were imprisoned in chains right there. Praise Jesus.
They
will not give them liberty to that extent.
Matthew
12, verse 13.
Omuntu atabeera nange, mulabe wange. Era omuntu atakunganyisa wamu nange asaasaanya. Kyenva mbagamba nti, abantu balisonyiyibwa buli kibi eky'okuvvoola. Naye okuvvoola omwoyo tekulisonyiyikika.
Is not be forgiven because
Paul's faith
is the one leading the mission.
As we hear in Romans 8:14, they were led by the Spirit of the Lord. They are the children of God. Let's get back brief.
Matthew 18:19.
Praise Jesus.
But
when we agree,
if we enter prayer, we agree
that today we are going to handle principalities in this place, and we target them, and we begin to beat them, and we send the armies of angels,
when we reach
the right agreement, and the actions will be the right ones, in the word of God, we shall just agree that today Kampala, every demon is pissed on the waters in the mount everywhere. We shall reach it and we capture continent by continent.
Amen.
We shall put a warfare within them. We shall reach and we agree. Everyone knows it. It's not that as we send the ball of the spirit, you are saying, you go in the desert, in the water, but no.
Focus
in the bottomless pit, all of us targeting there. When we call Abaddon, and don't go there, I am the one binding, no. Don't want confusion in time of prayer like that. When you're in the battlefield, you're holding guns. Your friends are moving ahead, you're retreating. Until you move on one line, you are overtaking. They shoot you, think you're an enemy. Now that's what it means, that there has to be an order. When we all say right now, we are going to beat principalities of this place, we imprison them where? Bottomless pit. We work with who?
Michael,
Abaddon, Angel of Fire. Okay, let's go. And we get village by village, and we shake the place. But our prayers, there has not been agreement. Another, I fight him with my forefather. Another, my auntie, the one who bore me. You must have agreed that those are the fallen angels. It's not your auntie troubling you. The problem which has been is this. Another says, demons. Another says, it was my forefather who died. No agreement upon anything. And I wonder, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, where is it? And the born again doesn't know what they are fighting with. You say your auntie is in hell. Now they see you are rather chasing that auntie from the village. You don't understand it yourself. You fallen angels claim to be my auntie's demon coming in the night today. They will enter today. Not in the prayer of the dead body. Lord, today I don't live without a car. No. In chasing demons today. But they say, well, we agree upon that moment. Praise Jesus. The problem which has been is which I saw principalities. They put ignorance, they reign within darkness. Ignorance of ignorance. And they know the prayer of a born again where there's no knowledge. You pray to them, let them pray. When they don't sleep in the night, that they're chasing, they are not moving anywhere. Jesus, they don't understand why they're chasing. We don't have anywhere we're going, we have refused. And we have nowhere they're going.
Let
me tell you, in Uganda, if you gather, they will chase demons, I mean. But they are rather increasing. And when you look at their world, and you gather, they will pray to chase demons. There are many. But what surprises demons are increasing more in the world. What is happening? There is no agreement.
And
we don't know that heaven has to join us in these wars. No, we are the one who attack. Put on the put on the gospel. You go in Ephesians 6:10-13 and put on a weapons. First the gospel. Arise to put the gospel. And everything is foolishness. The gospel, you clothe it like you use your skew. The gospel, now we are closing right now. We are accessing and closing it in our feet. We are going to walk by it as we pray. Scripture by scripture by scripture. Every step you move in scripture. But the other, you're clothing it. And the devil goes aside. This con man. You told me that you're clothing the gospel. Where is it? We put the bell of truth in the west. Tie yourself. I don't see you tie yourself. Die. Put the truth in the west. Truth is Jesus. He came in a scroll. You have it within you. But you see, you're holding a belt physically. And the devil society says, I am going to beat these ones. Put on the blessed bread.
No target.
And you begin eating the chest. I don't know why. I put it on. The righteousness, put it on. I believe I've gotten it. I put it on. Settled. Romans 10 says,
the
person who believes with their heart to be given righteousness. In Romans 10:17, faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God. If you have the word of God, you believed it, you walk by it, do as it is, you close the blessed bread of righteousness. The shield of faith, it is command by command, scripture by scripture. Why? Even if the scripture finishes, you join others and you move on. And faith moves to another level. You join another. I still pray. Michael, even if you have the Abaddon, get the change. Angel fire, you to pass the fire, part of the fire darkness. Faith is growing and growing. But when they call the shield of faith, there are scriptures moving scripture by scripture. Beat all the arrows aside. Scriptures are online, each one waiting its turn. That is what is called a sword of the word of God. You just exchange it. Just like fighters are. You put a shield and you cut. But there's no word you put, I cut, I bind. Now the helmet of salvation, Holy Spirit. To the helmet when it came, it is the Holy Spirit in Acts 2, which came with the tongues of fire on the heads of apostles. That's the helmet of salvation. Yeshua did have to win in this war. He has all the arrows. Out of it comes powers. And it diverts all arrows of the devil to other off targets. That's why it's called a helmet of salvation. Just prove no arrow is going to pass through you, and we are in this war. Out of it comes the shield. And it shields you, puts a hedge around you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now the helmet of salvation, we shall be getting it. And there we shall agree. And we know how we are going to haunt the principalities, the fallen angels. They want to trouble the church of Christ. With this time we are going to be overcoming them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Matthew 18:20.
Bwe baba ababiri oba basatu nga bakuŋŋaanye mu linnya lyange, nange ndi awo wakati waabwe.
Naye mwennyini waali.
He himself is there.
Era bino byakujja kuba tumaze obibiri.
And we shall be revealed of this.
Tumaze okutegeera.
After we understood, we walk within him, we live within him. You understand he's around.
No more you worry.
Even the spirit is around.
It means
as commander Jesus.
He's
around to command us.
Matthew 18:21. Namusonyi wange emirundi emeka.
The
Holy Spirit brought out this.
To be able to
keep righteousness in our midst.
You
forgive 77 times.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
To be able to keep ourselves righteousness. You don't come into warfare when you have a grudge of another.
Hell
may get off you and they shoot you with an arrow. The devil had reached a time and made church something to be a playing ground for him.
Because
every time and he kissed people down and he beat you dangerously. And he gets from this one to another. Another has a grief about another. And they enter, they are going to beat the devil that chaos amongst them.
Lord,
let it get fast out of us
so that
we
may
stand with the hosts of angels.
Why
have they said heaven will have joined on us?
According
to what Gabriel speaks when he's in the office of the Holy Spirit.
He's
in Revelation 22, verse 9. Let's begin from verse 8.
Nange Yokaana nze nawulira ne ndaba bino. Bwe nawulira ne ndaba, ne nvunama okusinza mu maaso g'ebigere bya malayika andaga bino. N'aŋŋamba nti laba tokola bw'otyo. Nze ndi muddu munno era w'ombaganda bo bannabbi. N'abo abakwata ebigambo eby'ekitabo kino. Sinza Katonda.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
The angels.
The angels.
They
are ready to serve with us. If we hold on the words in this book.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
And
we shall be praying.
And
the word is still within us. They are going to be joining on us.
That
we shall be fighting these wars.
Psalms
109. 103 from 19.
This
is spoken of the angels.
They will
have to start with us. Let's read that and we hear.
Zaburi is Sulaya Chukumi. Mosatu Uliokumi Namwenda.
Psalms 103 verse 19.
Uliokumi Namwenda.
Verse 19.
Mukama ya Yuese Tebeye Mukuru. No waka 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 Mumwebaze Mukama mwe bamalayika be mwe abasira b'amaanyi abatuukiriza ekigambo kye.
Waliyo abaliwo okutuukiriza ekigambo
fulfill the word of God.
Kati ffe nobwe twatula ekigambo.
Now we as we speak words.
Baba ino okukituukiriza.
They have to fulfill them.
Ti Mukama wagamba.
The Lord you say.
Tetusobola kuyingira mu nnyumba y'amaanyi.
Enter this woman's house.
Tukonoona emirimu gye.
Destroy his works.
Okuggyako nga tusose tukwale tusiba.
First bound him.
Ate Mukama wagamba.
The Lord you say.
Tetuwana gambi na
musaayi. We don't break with flesh and blood. But with principalities. But the weapons of warfare, they are mighty to destroy strongholds.
By
Christian angels holding our weapons, revelations with King, they pass the space. I welcome Michael, I welcome Abaddon, and the angel of fire. Let us attack.
Amen.
Anytime you are in the world, the others have to come out and fight. And we shall reach a time, and even if you sleep like this, you join on them immediately. And you are there and you begin to pass. As you walk on the wall and the village, they say, we know that one. In the night, do you know what they did to us?
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
As
they begin to know you, not night, not dead, they know you. That on that village,
it
is this man. Never pass that territory in the night or day. And when you pass there, pass at the outskirts of that place.
When
you pass there, they are revealed to you that you are there. They are going to capture you and imprison you. That's why they knew very well. The strength of the church is in the word. For they knew that angels have to join on us. They fulfill the word of God. Now, church, they took off the word from it and we got words. Pastor says, let us send them in the desert. Bible says what?
Psalms 103:20.
They hear the voice of the word. You can reach and even quote. And you say, just like the word of Master Jesus is saying, in Matthew 18:18, where we bind on earth, heaven is formed. And it's as the Holy Spirit you say it. If you speak that. Yes, even spoken the voice of who?
Father.
How can it their commander will remain? Even the word they hear
it.
But when you act on the voice that you discover it, they prayed it up and they say, Lord, like you spoke
in your
servant David. The prayer was interesting. From that day, the armies of angels increased. The Holy Spirit came in power, and the armies of angels were increased. They quoted his voice. And they say, we put them in the sight. But as you spoke, by your Holy Spirit, through your servant David, those prayers they enjoy them, the
angels
beat those men physically and they even rot. They beat Herod and they slapped him and he rot. And you're not going to see and his eyes blinded. How can you scorn the word of God?
They
add the voice.
No comment, what
you say? Father, you spoke like this.
What were
you spoke like this by the Holy Spirit. And it's more. You can quote the word if you don't hear the voice. They are ready to hear it. But if you add in the voice, repeat the word, we understand it.
Mwemweze mukama mwa malaika be mwabazira abamanyi abatukirise ekigambo kye nga muuli eddoboozi ly'ekigambo kye
nga bawuli eddoboozi
they hear the voice of his word. You can speak the word, they can hear it. But when you add in the ingredients and you quote who spoke the voice, you say the father okay. They bind the demon and it will rot immediately.
Psalms 103:21. Webaze mukama gwememe yange.
Yes, we
praise
Amen.
Jesus.
So wait, we have tukwatakanye bulungi.
We shall have agreed proper.
Tujja sobola kwatakanye bamalaika.
We shall able to be agree with these angels.
Era singa tuma quoting the voice.
And if we quote the voice.
Tujja kuba tusobola okuwulira ku bili kwa abantu
me kumi. So here what is in Acts 12.
Ni baba tumesule yokona.
Acts chapter 4.
Orujiriri orwabiri mwenye.
Verse 24.
Nabo bwe baawulira ne bayimusa eddoboozi lyabwe n'omwoyo gumu eri Katonda ne bagamba nti Mukama gwe yakola eggulu n'ensi n'ennyanja n'ebirimu byonna. Gwe yayogerera ku bw'omwoyo omutukuvu mu kamwa ka jjajja kajja fe Daudi mulenzi wonti.
Oulira bulungi.
You hear proper.
Bakkani bana basajja kuno mulenzi.
Bashawulira ne ddoboozi. They were even hearing the voice. Daudi bakutekali bali kutoka bawulira ajja. They put aside and hear who is speaking.
Ne bamukwoti.
And they quote him.
Where were you?
You were the one who spoke.
Mulenzi mukokuita mumoyo mutoko.
Through your Holy Spirit.
Mukama kwa mulenzi
wonti. In the mouth of your servant David.
Bali basobola kwa David.
They could get like three things at the same time.
Ne bakimanya nti was speak.
That even though the speech was passed through David, the one who brought was the Holy Spirit, and the voice was for him, it was for the Father. For this one we call the reported speech. The Holy Spirit hears from the Father and brings it the way it is. These ones could hear that.
Amen.
What followed after that prayer?
All the act is built
on the prayer of quoting the voice.
Amen.
The power increased, the words grew wilder.
Acts 4:25.
Gwe
eyogerera ku bw'omwoyo omutukuvu mukama kajjajja ffe Daudi mulenzi wonti, abamawanga kiki ekibesazizza akajegere n'ebika birowoozezza ebitaliimu? Bakabaka b'ensi basimba ennyiriri, n'abakulu bakuŋŋaanira wamu ku Mukama ne ku Kristo we. Kubanga mazima baakuŋŋaanira mu kibuga muno ku mulenzi wo omutukuvu Yesu, gwe wafukako amafuta Kewude ne Pontiyo Piraato wamu n'abamawanga n'ebika bya Isirayiri, bakole byonna omukono gwo n'okuteesa kwo gye byalagira edda okubaawo. Kale kaakano Mukama, laba okukanga kwawe, owe abaddu bo obugumu, owe abaddu bo bagume nnyo okwogeranga ekigambo kyo. Bw'ogolola omukono gwo owonye, n'obubonero n'amagero bikolebwenga mu linnya lya mulenzi wo omutukuvu Yesu. Bwe baamala okusaba, ekifo we baakuŋŋaanira ne wakankana, bonna ne bajjula omwoyo omutukuvu ne boogera ekigambo kya Katonda n'obuvumu. N'ekibiina kyabwe abakkiriza baalina omutima gumu n'emmeeme emu, so tewaali n'omu eyogeranga nti ekintu kyalina kikye yekka.
Ebintu byatukaba ne bategeere waabwe mu ggulu.
They left things that knew their home is in heaven, and they were one, and one intention, and they were able to overcome this war. And what followed, there appeared many things God did when you read the entire act. Praise Jesus.
We
shall be seeing tomorrow on the armies which have to join on us in the warfare. Praise Jesus. And we shall know that our weapons are not flesh and blood. We shall see angel Abaddon and the angel fire and angel Michael. How can you speak with them in this warfare? These were the ones handed issues of warfare. They work with the angel of counsel. There we are heading for what? We are about to head the door of heaven when we begin to speak of them. For that's where they come from Jerusalem to the first heaven. Praise Jesus.
Come on,
God bless you. Thank you for coming.